Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, and with Greg Pickle for Ask Greg, brought to you by DraftKings. 'Tis the season for giving, and to celebrate the start of the most joyous time of the year, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players the opportunity to cash in on a no-brainer this Thanksgiving. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to double your money if either Baltimore or Pittsburgh score a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes for you to double your money, one touchdown. Yep, you heard it right. All you have to do is opt into the promotion, place your bet, and sit back and watch the ball enter the end zone. Easy as pie. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook giving you a chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. That's right. All it takes is one touchdown, and you double your money when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And just remember, that promotion is for everybody, not just those signing up new. All right, Greg, it's time for Ask Greg. Starting last week, we have a new prize that for folks this week. And that is the fabulous 16-ounce pewterware mug with the iconic We Are cast on it. And thanks go out to the folks at thetailgateclub.com for providing that great prize for us. You ready to go, Greg?
I am ready, Jim. Let's do it.
All right. Let's start with John from Rising Sun, Maryland, who says, compared to the last five teams Penn State played, Penn State's defensive ends are smaller and less physical. Linebacker smaller, less physical. Receiver smaller, less physical. Has James Franklin's obsession to keep up with Ohio State's speed backfired and made the team less physical?
You know, it's not an unfair question. I've actually thought about that a little bit too. And maybe I'll go off a little bit on a tangent, Jim, and you can either rein me back in or agree. But I think part of the issue here is they've recruited a lot of guys who have high ceilings, but maybe they're not the prototypical size for their position yet. They're going to grow into it, or they're an athletic guy who needs to, you know, get a little bit bigger once he gets on campus. It just feels like they have a lot of those guys, and not all of them get to that point as fast as we would expect them to. So I don't know if you need speed to win it in 2020 college football. There's no way around that. But yeah, I don't think it's an unfair question to think that they are definitely, their speed doesn't always translate to success, and neither does the physicality.
All right. Yeah, I agree with you, Greg, that they're getting that high upside guy. You typically can't coach speed, but when so many of these guys that you have such high expectations for underperform, you look for a common thread, and that's always going to be coaching. All right, speaking of which, let's get to the next question, which is Pat from Westchester. He says, hey, Greg, do we have a John Donovan situation with Brent Pry where a coordinator works himself out of a job, or do we have a James Franklin loyalty problem?
I think if you really dive into the stats and statistics, you could make the argument that Penn State's defense is, you know, they've been very good over the last handful of years. And I guess my question is, I don't think put enough stock into what losing Sean Spencer would mean for not just his defense, but this team. And I know there were people who were at times frustrated by the fact that, you know, they would always get a lot of big sacks and things like that, but in the biggest moments, they weren't always reliable for that. But I do think he was a culture driver, Jim, and I think he was the guy who kind of was the glue for more than just the defensive line. So does James Franklin have a loyalty problem? I mean, I don't know. You know, the biggest problem I think we all have to keep in mind when discussing anything that relates to staff changes, be it the head coach or a coordinator or a position coach, is that I would assume all these guys have, some of them probably have one-year contracts, but some of them probably have buyouts, and especially your coordinators tend to have buyouts. So can you, if you want to get rid of a guy because you don't think he's performing well enough and think that your program needs to get better, Can he afford to do that as an athletic department? That's the question that schools across the country, Penn State included, will be faced with answering as they look at major revenue and profit shortfalls because of the coronavirus pandemic. So, you know, I think that I don't know if James Franklin has a loyalty problem. I think that Penn State and a lot of other schools have money problems, and that could keep some coaches on staffs who might otherwise have been forced to move on in a normal year. But, yeah, I think that, you know, Brent Pry's been obviously a very loyal guy, and he's had some good defenses at Penn State, and you know, James Franklin's obviously very loyal to him because of that. Has the message been stale? You know, it's possible that it has gotten to that point.
Okay, next up is Lou in Dallas, PA. He says, hey, Greg, given the performance of 2020, what position group should we be most concerned with in 2021? A, quarterback. B, offensive line. C, defensive line. D, safety. Or E, all of the above. I'm eliminating E from your answer, though. That's a cop-out. So
come on.
I'm taking that away from you, Greg.
Well, Jim, I'll say this. I mean, I think obviously the answer is quarterback. I mean, as much as I would like to say safety, because, you know, Trent Gordon goes into the transfer portal. I mean, they are not very deep there, and they keep getting less deep as this year goes on. So I think that's a problem. But, I mean, it has to be quarterback. You can win, as we've seen with some other teams. I mean, you can win if you can score a bunch and just get a little bit of reliable safety play. But if you can't score and your quarterbacks are turnover machines, then you're really going to be hurting and struggling to win games. So, yeah, I think to me it's definitely the quarterbacks, Jim. I just don't see any other choice you could make. I mean, Taquan Roberson not available. Will Levis and Sean Clifford both struggling. Micah Bowens, a guy who probably, you know, was never going to be or expected to be someone who could play in year one or two. We'll see if that changes. But, you know, so you have that set up already. Christian Velu, you know, is he a guy who can commit and compete for the starting job right away? Who knows? Can Penn State go into the portal and find someone who can compete for the job and win that job right away? Who knows? Probably not. So, I mean, what is the positive way of spinning the quarterback room? And I can't think of a way to do that right now. I don't know about you, Jim, but nothing really comes to mind to me. So for that reason, I think you have to pick the quarterback room.
The quarterback has so much effect on the game. I think that is exactly right. All right. Next up is Steve from Huntington Valley, who says, not gonna lie, I feel a little dirty typing this, but Urban Meyer is sitting out there at a relatively young 56 years old. Putting aside the financial considerations and impediments, would you let Franklin go to hire Urban Meyer if you could?
No, because I think the problem is that, you know, it might seem like a nice 1 or 2 year fix, but I can't imagine Urban Meyer being, you know, at the head of any football program for, say, 10 years or 10 years from now. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't see that being the case. So, you know, you might get a quick fix, but the problem is, Jim, you're going to have to pay a lot of money to do that. And what about this roster makes you think it can be quickly fixed? I mean, again, they're not deep at a lot of spots. They have depth issues unless some guys step up that we're not seeing. They don't have a good answer for the quarterback problem. They don't have a good answer for the pass defense not being very good, or that the offensive and defensive lines struggle pretty mightily to get stops and to force the other team's defense to stay on the field a long time. So, you know, that's kind of a rambling way of saying that, you know, if you're getting Urban Meyer, I think you're expecting to win soon. And unless Penn State really picks it up in a number of areas, Jim, I don't know how it's going to be possible for them to win soon.
All right, Greg. Next up is Brad from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Hey, Greg. Sean Clifford's season is an utter disaster, and his prospects aren't bright heading into 2021. Do you think his plight will affect Liam's recruitment? That Liam is his brother. What would you say the odds are that Liam decommits?
I mean, I feel like if he was going to do that, he would have done so by now. Maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, I think that if he was going to, you know, if he was going to make a decision based on his brother, then, you know, his brother's obviously was benched and then brought back in, and who knows what James Franklin and staff are going to do for the rest of the season here. But, you know, I just feel like if he was going to make that move, Jim, because of all this, he would have already. So I'm going to say that everything should be okay on that front.
All right. Let's go with Aaron in Houston, Texas. Greg, in your opinion, who will be the starting quarterback for the rest of this season? And who do you envision the coaching staff will turn to in 2021? Clifford, Levis, transfer quarterback, or one of the three underclassmen quarterbacks?
Yeah, Oh, man. I mean, I don't know. We'll definitely have a better answer to that question here in a couple of weeks. But, you know, I think that at this point, you would be hard-pressed to go with the same group that you're going with now unless someone really has a tremendous offseason and finds a way to, you know, finds a way to become the guy. So I don't know if it'll be a transfer portal guy, Jim, but I could certainly see it being one of the younger guys, maybe Roberson, maybe Valu. I just see, again, maybe, you know, maybe Levis or Clifford really shows us something next year and takes that next step and becomes a guy that what you all thought that, you know, they would be. But it's, you're hard pressed to get me to believe that's going to happen at this point.
All right. Next up, let's go with Steve from Chicago, who says, Mr. Greg, after watching another loss, do you think it's time for Franklin to move on? This season's been an embarrassment. Recruiting was already down. What's the answer?
Yeah. There again, we kind of spent most of the show, that, you know, really kind of, I think, driving home the point that there isn't a great answer right now. And I know people want James Franklin fired. That's not going to happen. I know people think he's going to leave on his own. Maybe he will, but he'll be leaving a lot of money on the table. And he spent a lot of time trying to build up this Penn State program. I don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe, you know, I don't know what the answer is, to be real honest with you. Again, when you don't have good quarterback play and you're beat up at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, your pass defense doesn't work. Your short yardage game doesn't work. You don't get into the red zone enough. You find yourself down pretty significantly in every single game. I mean, I don't know if there's anyone out there who's going to have something that they feel good telling you at, you know, at this moment in time. It just, again, it's been a complete struggle to do anything well in all three areas. You know, we've seen Penn State teams where the defense played really well, but the offense kind of left them down. And then vice versa, we've seen the offense play well and the defense let them down. But no one's helping anyone at this point, Jim. They don't make enough stops. They don't score enough points. And they don't change the game, as Joe Lurie might say, in special teams. So you put it all together, and that's kind of the year. Turnovers and poor play in all three phases, and there's no quick way to fix that, especially not with three games left, plus the crossover game in this pandemic-shortened season. So hang in there, Penn State fans, but you know, this has obviously been a tough year for a lot of different reasons that have no easy fix or answer in sight.
I think there's a very good possibility things are going to stay status quo after the season, and you're going to hear a lot of talk with, this was just a lost season, we'll get a mulligan, we'll start square one for 2021 and pretend that 2020 never happened. All right, that's it for quarter number three. Quarter number four, we'll announce our winner. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes is one touchdown. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN during sign-up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.